mentioned several times the importance of water to Everglades National Park.
Because it's enormously important to the park. But as I say, it was cut off before it was born, practically. Then, some years later, when it wasn't getting enough water, Bill Baggs of the News and Mr. Knight of the Herald went up to Washington and saw President Johnson about the need of the park for water. And Johnson called in the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of the Interior and said, now you two men have got to get together on this because the Corps is denying the park water and the park is part of the property of the Department of the Interior and you two have got to get together. So a contract was signed between the Corps and the park which said they would be given, well, I've forgotten how many gallons of water when the Corps had it. But since the Corps have never been particularly interested in the park, and it's been a problem ever since. Of course, some once in a while, when the water management district dumps out too much water from the number two and number three conservancy basin, the park suddenly gets more water than it wants or should have at that time of year. The rest of the time it can be too dry. But the park has to be considered with the whole problem, and it should be considered. The governor will have to consider all of that as part of the problem.